the announcement today. I know something that you guys have been working on for several years. How big is this for the Indiana wine industry, and particularly Southern Indiana?
The Indiana Uplands Wine Trail and the nine wineries really have been working on this federal designation of an AVA, an American Viticultural Area, for 9 years. This has been such a labor of love for them, and it has taken a lot of effort to get this through the federal government. This is huge. It really means the federal government has dedicated and decided that Indiana can grow grapes, and we have a portion of Southern Indiana now that says this is a prime grape growing area for our state.
How does this put you on play with other areas that are nationally recognized, Napa, some of those types of places?
It puts us on the same plate as them. When you look at places like California, there's a lot of AVAs in California. There's an AVA in Iowa and Illinois and parts of Missouri. So it was finally time that, you know, they recognize Indiana, which has fertile soil and great ground all across the state, to say that grapes can grow well here in Indiana.
When we look at the potential for this, how big is this to boost the agritourism area or the agritourism sector in that area, and see continue maybe even growth within the wine industry?
Our wineries are now going to be able to put on their wine bottles that they're part of the Uplands AVA, and people are interested in that. People want to see, you know, those grapes growing in the state, and they want to be able to touch vineyards and see the vineyards and see the grapes as they're being harvested. It's also going to encourage new growth in the industry. We're going to see more vineyards established, and more wineries want to establish in this Uplands AVA, so they can say they're part of this bigger picture that people want to visit.